Rabbi Dave never addressed my rage, my horror, my racist anger at Mir's attackers. He just sat there reminiscing. He told me about the Subway Series back in 50-something. Everyone in New York was excited. This one game, everybody played hooky from school. The doctor's office is closed. If you needed to go to the dentist, you had to wait. Everybody in the whole five boroughs was either at the game or listening or waiting for it to be over so they could go back to their business because everything was frozen. I said it sounded like when we have the blizzards and no taxis can get anywhere and no one can get anything done in New York and people ride sleds down the streets. And he said, yeah, it was very much like that. Everything just stops, and we just listen to the pulse. We talked for about an hour, and then he just left. He never even said, I'm sorry your aunt was attacked. All he said was, nice to meet you, Hannah. You were very well brought up, but I'm sure you know that. And he left. I almost felt like I had hallucinated the whole thing, but he gave me his card. He has a website, which I thought you'd find irresistible. It's actually www.lechem.org. It means bread in Hebrew, Josh, in case you forgot. Bread.org. I went to Aunt Mir's apartment, and I got that suitcase of letters that she wrote to Mom, and I rode the bus to the hospital, and I sat there, and I read all these memories out loud to Mir. She lays quiet, but some part of her hears. I feel bizarrely serene now, maybe just because this crisis means that I don't have to go and look for temp jobs. I got your phone message, so keep trying. Love, Hannah. Send.